Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, last time we learned how to say my name is. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask the question, what is your name? We're also going to be talking about nationality. So, I hope you enjoy today's lesson. So last week we learned some phrases such as, for example, je m'appelle Marc. My name is Mark. Anna, can you tell us what your name is?
Anna?
Yeah, but can you tell us in French?
Je m'appelle Anna.
Très bien. Now, if you were to say je m'appelle and give your name, then sometimes it's very normal to follow this with and you, what about you? And there are two ways of doing that in French. Let's imagine the situation that you're with friends or people of your own age and people with whom you're being quite informal, even if you don't know them. If you say, je m'appelle Marc, you could follow this with, et toi?
Et toi?
Et toi literally means, and you. Je m'appelle Marc, et toi?
Je m'appelle Anna.
Now, French is like many other languages where you have different levels of register, where you have, for example, informal versions and formal versions, particularly when you're talking to someone directly. We've already had et toi, meaning and you, and this is the informal version. If you want to be more formal, particularly when, for example, you're speaking to people who are older than you, you would use a different version. And this is et vous.
Et vous?
Now watch it, it's the vous.
Vous.
Vous. Très bien. So, et vous?
Et vous?
Je m'appelle Marc. Et vous?
Je m'appelle Anna.
Okay. So, you could just ask, and you, following a question, or you could actually ask the question itself. So, if I say, je m'appelle Marc, I'm going to reuse this word, appel, in there. And I'm going to put it into a question, which is, comment t'appelles-tu?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Très bien, très bien. So, comment t'appelles-tu means what is your name? Literally, how do you call yourself? Comment t'appelles-tu?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Très bien. So, comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Anna. Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Marc. Okay, I'm going to ask you, the listener now, what your name is. And I'm going to be informal with you. I hope you don't mind. Once you've said your name, you can ask me and you. What's your name? Comment t'appelles-tu? Je m'appelle Marc. You should have said, je m'appelle and given your name. And then, et toi? Or, comment t'appelles-tu? In fact, you can combine them both. It's like saying, and you, what about you? What's your name? So, Anna, let's practice this. You ask me my name.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Marc. Et toi, comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Anna.
Okay, so that is the tu form, the informal form. There is a way of asking what is your name in the formal form. Let's look at that now. It's a bit more tricky. You would say, comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Okay, what's your vous sounds? Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Très bien. Now, watch in the middle of that word. We've been saying so far, appel, je m'appelle, comment t'appelles? But in the middle of that phrase, we have comment vous appelez-vous? It's not appelez-vous, but appelez-vous. Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Très bien. Excellent. Okay, so we've learned now how to say and you in both the informal and formal forms. And we've also learned how to ask someone their name. Comment t'appelles-tu? In the informal form. And comment vous appelez-vous? In the formal form. We're now going to learn another question. And this question is, where are you from? Where do you come from? Listen to this in the informal form. D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu? Literally, from where come you? D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu?
Now, to answer that question, you would say, je viens de, and then give the name of the town that you're from. Je viens de Glasgow. Anna, d'où viens-tu?
Je viens de Glasgow.
Ah, toi aussi. Je viens de Glasgow aussi. What do you think that means?
Also?
Yeah, I also come from Glasgow. So, notice that when we said Glasgow, we sort of said it in a French accent. And that's basically how you would say your town, where you come from, if there isn't a French version of it. And there are French versions of certain towns. For example, Londres. Londres is London. Édimbourg. Édimbourg is Edinburgh. Now, there's also a formal version of this question. We've learned so far, d'où viens-tu? We would be using the vous form in the formal version. So we would say, d'où venez-vous?
D'où venez-vous?
Watch your sounds again. Venez-vous.
Venez-vous.
D'où venez-vous?
D'où venez-vous?
Okay, so we've got d'où viens-tu and d'où venez-vous. The first word in both these sentences is the same. It's d'où, D apostrophe O-U, with an accent on the U. D'où means from where. D'où viens-tu? Where are you from? Informal. D'où venez-vous? Where are you from? In the formal version. Now, we're going to put together some of the language that we've already covered in lessons 1, 2 and 3 here. And I'm going to have a conversation with Anna. Listen carefully to this conversation. Bonjour. Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Anna. Et toi?
Je m'appelle Marc. Ça va, Anna?
Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
Oui, ça va. D'où viens-tu?
Je viens de Glasgow. D'où viens-tu?
Moi, je viens de Paris. So, that's the first full French conversation that you've heard. Hopefully, you understood it all. Let's listen to it one more time. Bonjour. Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Anna. Et toi?
Je m'appelle Marc. Ça va, Anna?
Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
Oui, ça va. D'où viens-tu?
Je viens de Glasgow. D'où viens-tu?
Moi, je viens de Paris. So, in that conversation, I came from Paris, Paris, and Anna came from Glasgow. I could have said then, je suis français. Je suis français. Repeat that, please.
Je suis français.
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 Je suis français.
Je suis français.
Now, if I were female, I would say je suis française.
Je suis française.
Très bien. So, français.
Française.
The feminine and masculine form of the word for French. And most nationalities have a feminine and masculine form. Let's take, for example, Scottish. I would say, je suis écossais.
Écossais.
And Anna would say, je suis écossaise.
Je suis écossaise.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, now we've not really explained this je suis part. Je suis means I am. Suis is spelt S-U-I-S. French has many letters which end up silent in some situations, and S's at the end of words are very often silent. However, when they're followed by other words which begin with vowels, then you sometimes pronounce the S. For example, je suis écossais. And in the feminine form?
Je suis écossaise.
Très bien. Try to run the z of je suis écossaise on. So you're actually saying je suis écossaise. If you have to stop between suis and écossaise. So je suis écossaise.
Je suis écossaise.
Très bien. So we have français, française, écossais, écossaise. You might be English, in which case you would be anglais.
Anglais.
And Anna, can you guess what you would be if you were feminine? Well, you are feminine, but can you guess what you would be?
Anglaise.
Très bien. So this pattern of anglais, anglaise, écossais, écossaise, français, française, is very common in French. If you're from the States, then you would be Américain.
Américain.
And this time, it's not ending in an S, but an N. So I would say, je suis Américain, but Anna would say, je suis Américaine.
Je suis Américaine.
And if you were from Canada, you would say, je suis Canadien.
Je suis Canadien.
And the feminine form of Canadien is Canadienne.
Canadienne.
Très bien. Okay, let's run through all the language that we've covered in this show. We started by asking, and you, et toi?
Et toi?
And the formal version was, et vous?
Et vous?
Then we learned, what is your name? Or literally, how do you call yourself? Comment t'appelles-tu?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
And the formal version, comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Then we learned how to ask, where are you from? D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu?
And the formal form, d'où venez-vous?
D'où venez-vous?
To answer that question, we said, je viens de, plus the name of the town.
Je viens de Glasgow.
And then we also learned, moi aussi.
Moi aussi.
Moi aussi, je viens de Glasgow.
Moi aussi, je viens de Glasgow.
We then learned some nationalities, and these were combined with the phrase, je suis. Je suis meaning, I am. Now, in each of these, I will say the male version, and if you're male, you can repeat after me, and then Anna will say the female version, and if you're female, you can repeat after Anna. So, je suis écossais.
Je suis écossaise.
And that, of course, means I am Scottish. Now, to say that you're French, you would say, je suis français.
Je suis française.
I am English is, je suis anglais.
Je suis anglaise.
I am American. Je suis américain.
Je suis américaine.
And I am Canadian. Je suis canadien.
Je suis canadienne.
Très bien. Now, there will be more nationalities on the website and in this week's bonus lessons. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.